Welcome to The Goal is Whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ. Series 3, focus on community, one together. Part 1, community witness. Study 016, mobilization. Jesus is on a mission. He declared it at the beginning, Matthew 16, verse 18, I will build my church. What a majestic undertaking. Starting with just 120 people in Jerusalem, this has exploded to touch multitudes over the centuries. A movement of the Spirit that's continued and never been quenched. And today, mission organizations work in unison to reach every last unreached people group. And we know that they will succeed because Matthew 24, 14 says, this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached in the whole world as a testimony to all the nations, and then the end will come. Revelation 7, 9 and 10, a great multitude which no one could count from every nation, all tribes and peoples and tongues, standing before the throne and before the Lamb, clothed in white robes and palm branches are in their hands. And they cry out with a loud voice saying, salvation to our God who sits on the throne and to the Lamb. But while the efforts of these mission organizations accelerate so that every last unreached group and tribe and people is reached, there remain multitudes of individuals in the reached regions that remain unreached. There are representatives from these groups already in the kingdom. These tribes, tongues, nations, they've already received Jesus, but there are many, many still individuals that are not impacted. They don't know him. They're still in the fallen race. They're still dead in trespasses and sins, walking according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, of the spirit that's now working in the sons of disobedience. That's Ephesians 2, 1-2. Every lost soul is a tragedy of injustice because the blood of Jesus is enough for everyone. 1 John 2 verse 2, he himself is the propitiation for our sins, and not for ours only, but also for those of the whole world. Whoever will call on the name of the Lord will be saved. But how then will they call on him in whom they've not believed? And how will they believe in him whom they've not heard? And how will they hear without a preacher? And how will they preach unless they are sent, just as it's written? How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news of good things. That's Romans 10, 13 to 15. So the door is open to whoever will call upon Jesus. But the issue is, how will they call on someone they've never heard about? The harvest is plentiful, Luke 10, verse 2, but the laborers are few. Jesus said, therefore beseech the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers. This is the biggest need in our day. So there needs to be this mobilization of believers. There are many believers. If we can just help with the mobilization, I think we'll see massive, massive impact in this way. The in-building vision seeks to be one potential answer to this challenge. Not just by trying to motivate people to go out and preach Jesus, but more by, interestingly, more by inviting them first into purposeful and focused new creation community in small groups where they can play a part in a group effort together and learn to co-work with Jesus together in the outreach, however he leads. So inns welcome believers into a new experience of community first, so that then the outreach is really an outworking, it's an overflow. So through this, the aim is to unlock the potential of who each one is in Christ in the new creation and release them into powerful fulfillment of their gifting, of their calling. And as this happens, so the body starts to emerge and function, and the whole thing gets mobilized. So inns help create environments where Jesus is manifested in the midst, so that community witness initiatives can unfold as he outworks his passion from the inside out. So inns help believers yield to the presence of Jesus together. In the vision, they catch his heartbeat, they discern his will, and they become channels of his life to a lost and hurting world around. So we believe the space for creativity, spontaneity, innovative thinking, insightful involvements can help unlock enormous potential and unleash unprecedented mobilization of believers into the harvest. So the strength in the vision is its leanness. It's pretty simple to start a small group, right? The vision really is just to commit to build something together, co-working with Jesus as the architect and builder and letting him lead. So we do this through building this sense of community first, where everyone has a voice, where everyone's gifting and grace is tapped. This is so much more than a program or just like a home group. It's a secure base where everyone has value and is valued, but where participation and contribution and engagement can emerge. This is mobilization. So every in-community becomes a safe place where relationships can go deep. And the in becomes an incubator for action, promoting witness and mission by design, catching the urgency together, catching what Jesus is saying in the midst. So that the inns become both the launch pad and the entry lobby, if you like. By pursuing Jesus-centered outworkings as he leads, there's impact. But then when people hear and they believe and they call on him and they get saved, they have a place to come. And the inn becomes that entry point for them. And all inns have a warm, welcoming entry lobby. And as new believers come in, they can taste and see that the Lord is good, that Jesus is good. They become nurtured into strength in him and quickly are developed in stability and fruitfulness and can themselves then begin to grow into all that they have in the new creation and start to contribute to in this amazing life-filled organism of the body. So inns are simply new creation small groups that put Jesus and his passion back in the center, so that he energizes them into community witness. And each one can then be part of the answer. Just want to finish this study with a little thought, parable kind of thing, really. Like Jesus said at the beginning that Jesus is building his church. And if you consider the church as a building project, it starts off with foundations, right? Holes in the ground, lots of mud, not much to celebrate. But the shape set, and that's really what we see in the early church in the book of Acts. And then the structure rises and the roof goes on and the enclosure's completed, and then all the trades come in with the different materials, and there's, you know, electrics and plumbing and all kinds of things that need to happen, and then finishes. And it all has to be coordinated together, and Jesus is the architect and the builder. But where we are right now in our day is in the end stages. It's about finishes. Making it look and feel splendid. That's where we are now. Finishes express a designer's heart and vision. And while everything else in the construction has been essential for the building to come together, the finishes display the designer's style. Finishes are awesome. Things happen in finishing trades that have never happened before in that building project. And that's where we are right now in the building of the church. And that's where I think we're sensing the finishes right now, the creativity of Jesus really manifesting. All around us, there's exciting new expressions of his heart, stunning revelations of his will and purpose. The church is bounding towards completion. In previous studies, we've highlighted a couple of these big finishes items that we see. The worship movement, the restoration of the Tabernacle of David, the prophetic voice and all that that movement is. And there are and will be many fresh and creative expressions still to come as everything gets finished off. And inns carry this goal to stay lean and agile, ready to connect and embrace and manifest whatever Jesus is doing. So there's no point calling on the iron worker who put in the foundations to now install finishes, or the carpenter who built the walls. We need to be liberated from the confines of church building of the past, even though it produced so much in kind of our background and our foundations. No, but right now we're focused on new wineskins. So we rejoice in all that the past has given us, but we want to stay connected with what Jesus is doing now as he finishes this glorious church. And we know this, there's still room for multitudes to join. There's still room for everybody. One final thought in this co-working with Jesus. A number of years ago, there was a popular movement around the theme or the question, what would Jesus do? WWJD. And it's a great concept. Anything that points us to Jesus, got to be good, right? But in the vision, we adjust it slightly. Not what would Jesus do, but what is Jesus doing? WIJD. And that's really the core that holds this whole thing together. And as we really promote that as the center of the vision, then so we're going to see many, many people being freshly mobilized to play a part through community witness in this great end time harvest. Praise Jesus.
The goal is whole. New creation studies you can apply daily to live complete in Christ.